43 degrees at 8:56. Time for a quick check of commodity markets on this Thursday morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian. And the grain markets are just slightly higher today. Interestingly, the January beans have retested last month's high at $10.03 and a quarter. And again, we're just kind of lost momentum at that point. Right now, we're seeing the corn market just fractionally higher. So we've got December corn at 348 and three quarters up a half, and July at 378 up a half. Export bookings this morning on corn were pretty good, but the trade's a little bit nervous over negotiations with NAFTA. Supposedly, there is a pre-meeting get-together next week beginning Wednesday with the three trading partners, and there's hopes that maybe things will straighten around. At 11 o'clock today, we do have our monthly crop report and supply-demand report. The number I'm really going to be watching on corn is not just the U.S. yield, which is projected at 172.3, but also what the Brazilian crop is. USDA's been on the high side of that at 95 million metric tons. I think they'll come in a little lower. On the soybeans this morning, Brian, we're about 3.5 to 4 cents higher at the most to a penny and a half higher, with the January beans at 10.02 up 3.5, and the July at 10.29.5 up 3.25. The bean meal is offering a little bit of support to the beans this morning, bean oil down just slightly. Export bookings there came in pretty solid at 42.6 million bushel. Most of that was to China, and the brunt of it was switched from unknown destinations. The Chinese did pen a deal with the U.S. while President Trump is there in China to buy 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans. That'd be valued about $5 billion. But again, that was pretty well thought was going to be in the works. They also penned deals to buy pork and beef as well. On the wheat side of things, we're two higher this morning in the nearby December at 429. The July at 471 is up a penny and a half. Pretty lackluster there. We're not going to get a lot of new information out today on the wheat. On the livestock market, it's been a real roller coaster ride watching these cattle this week, having had a stiff rally last week and then backpedaling this week. Right now, we're just about on day's highs. Still, the December cattle at 122.40 is down 52 cents. Feeders are up anywhere from 50 to a dime. The hogs are up a dime in the nearby December to down 50 or 60 cents in the deferred issues. Again, a deal with China to continue export buys sure didn't show up on today's export bookings report, as pork was very low today. The crude oil market's up about a dime. That ought to be a little supportive on the ethanol side of things. Gold is higher, but the rest of the metals are lower. The Brazilian real is softer today after rebounding yesterday, and the U.S. dollar index is down about 18 cents. This market is really a little bit nervous on the 11 o'clock report today, but also on NAFTA negotiations for next week. It'll be interesting to see how that pans out. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Always good to check in with her each Thursday. And a reminder, the Farm Assets Conference coming up on the 21st day of this month. That's the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving. You can buy your tickets today for the all-day event in Normal, Illinois at willag.org or by calling 800-898-1065. The cost is just $35. Again, details online at willag.org. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny and blustery, a high of 49 degrees. West wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, picking up this afternoon, gusting up to 25. Clear skies tonight all the way down to a low of 19 degrees. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow and a high of just 36 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 44 degrees and sunshine at 9:01.